pushed off of, and they leaped up to follow her. Vin smiled, then threw the spikes she still carried, catching one of the Inquisitors in the chest with them. Then she pushed. The unfortunate Inquisitor was thrown downward, and he hit a flat rooftop so violently that it pushed several of his spikes up out of his body. They sparkled and spun in the air, then fell beside his immobile corpse. 4. Vin's mist cloak fluttered as she shot upward in the sky. 8 Inquisitors still chased her, reaching for her. Crying out, Vin raised her hands toward the creatures as she began to fall. Then she pushed. She hadn't realized how strong her new powers were. They were obviously akin to Duralumin, since she could affect the spikes inside of an Inquisitor's body. Her overpowering push forced the whole flock of them downward, as if they'd been swatted. In fact, her push also hit the metal spire directly beneath her. The stone architecture holding the spire in place exploded, spraying chips and dust outward as the spire itself crushed the building beneath it. And Vin was thrown upward. Very quickly. She blasted through the sky, mists streaking past her, the force of her push straining even her mist-enhanced body with the stress of sudden acceleration. And then she was out. She emerged into the open air like a fish leaping from the water. Beneath her, the mists covered the nighttime land like an enormous white blanket. Around her, there was only open air. Unsettling. Strange. Above her, a million stars, normally visible only to allomancers, watched her like the eyes of those long dead. Her momentum ran out, and she spun quietly, whiteness below, light above. She noticed that she'd trailed a line of mist up out of the main cloud. This hung like a tether, ready to pull her back down. In fact, all the mists were spinning slightly in what looked like an enormous weather pattern. A whirlpool of white. The heart of the whirlpool was directly beneath her. She fell, plummeting back down toward the earth below. She entered the mists, drawing them behind her, breathing them in. Even as she fell, she could feel them surging about her in a massive empire-wide spiral. She welcomed them into herself, and the vortex of mist around her grew more and more violent. Instants later, Luthadel appeared, a massive black welt upon the land. She fell down, streaking toward Kreedic Shaw and its spires, which seemed to be pointing toward her. The Inquisitors were still there. She could see them standing on a flat rooftop, amid the spires, looking up. Waiting. There were only 8, not counting Marsh. One lay impaled on a nearby spike from her last push. The blow had apparently torn the center spike out of his back. 5, Vin thought, landing a short distance from the Inquisitors. If a single push could throw her up so far she passed out of the mists, then what would happen if she pushed outward? She waited quietly as the Inquisitors charged. She could see desperation in their movements. Whatever was happening to Vin, Ruin was apparently willing to risk every one of his creatures in the hopes that they would kill her before she was complete. Mists pulled toward her, moving more and more quickly, drawn into her like water being sucked down a drain. When the Inquisitors had almost reached her, she pushed outward again, throwing metal away from her with all the force she could muster, while at the same time strengthening her body with a massive flare of pewter. Stone cracked, Inquisitors cried out, and Kreedic Shaw exploded. Towers toppled from their foundations, doors ripped free from their frames, windows shattered, blocks burst, the entire structure torn to pieces as its metals lurched away. She screamed as she pushed, the ground trembling beneath her. Everything, even the rock and stone, which obviously contained residual traces of metal ore, was thrown violently back. She gasped, stopping her push. She drew in breath, feeling the rain splatter against her. The building that had been the Lord Ruler's palace was gone, flattened to rubble which spread out and away from her like an impact crater. An Inquisitor burst from the rubble, face bleeding from where one of his spikes had ripped free. Vin raised a hand, pulling and steadying herself from behind. The Inquisitor's head lurched, his other eye spike pulling free. He toppled forward, and Vin caught the spike, pushing it toward another Inquisitor who was rushing her. He raised a hand to push it back at her, and she drove it forward anyway, ignoring his push with a quick push backward to stabilize herself. He was thrown away and slammed into the remnants of a wall. The spike continued forward, pushed like a fish darting through water, ignoring the current. The spike slammed into the Inquisitor's face, crushing it, pinning his head back against the granite. 6 and 7. Vin stalked across the rubble, mists storming. Overhead they swirled furiously, forming a funnel cloud with her at its focus. It was like a tornado, but with no air currents. Just impalpable mists, as if painted on the air, spinning, swirling, coming to her silent command. She stepped over an Inquisitor corpse that had been crushed by the rubble. She kicked his head free to make certain he was dead. 8. 3 rushed her at once. She screamed, turning, pulling on a fallen spire. The massive piece of metal, nearly as big as a building itself, lurched into the air, spinning at her command. She slammed it into the Inquisitors like a club, crushing them. She turned, leaving the enormous iron pillar resting atop their corpses. 9, 10, 11. The storm broke, though the mists continued to swirl. The rain let up as Vin walked across the shattered building, eyes searching for alamantic blue lines that were moving. She found one trembling before her, and she picked up and tossed aside an enormous marble disc. An Inquisitor groaned beneath. She reached for him and realized that her hand was leaking mist. It didn't just swirl around her, it came from her, smoking forth from the pores in her skin. She breathed out and mist puffed before her, then immediately entered the vortex and was pulled in again. She grabbed the Inquisitor, pulling him up. His skin began to heal as he used his ferrochemical powers, and he struggled, growing stronger. Yet even the awesome strength of ferrochemy made little difference against Vin. She pulled his eye spikes free, tossed them aside, then left the corpse slumping in the rubble. 12. She found the last Inquisitor huddled in a pool of rainwater. It was Marsh. His body was broken, and he was missing one of the spikes from his side. The spike hole was bleeding, but that one apparently wasn't enough to kill him. He turned his pair of spike heads to look up at her, expression stiff. Vin paused, breathing deeply, feeling rainwater trail down her arms and drip off her fingers. She still burned within, and she looked up, staring into the vortex of mists. It was spinning so powerfully, twisting down. She was having